Hey everyone, welcome back to my Blakadian universe. I was having a really funny conversation with my friend. It's been a while since we connected and we were just having a really good time. And he was like telling me that he was just like, "Do you ever forget that you're black?" And I was dying because I was like, "What? What do you mean?" And he was like, specifically, when you're out in the world and you forget that your people are reacting to you in a way because you're black." And I was like, "Oh my God, yes." It's, you're sort of like, "Oh, they're just being weird." And then you're like, "Oh, they're being racist." And just having that realization happen to you. And which is really sad, but also we had a good time with it. It was funny. So let's talk about it. Like, we all know the traditional, it's weird to say traditional, but like the stereotypical, I should say, racist reactions, you know, people seeing you and like clutching their purse or whatever the case may be, because they think you're going to thief something from them. But, you know, there's just other reactions that are a little more subtle, but just as racist, you know, like people trying to avoid, you know, interacting with you or, you know, wanting to sit near you if they think, you know, I don't know, being black is catching, like COVID. That was something that had us, giggling yesterday, but it's just, you know, it's just a sense that you get, and it's really funny. And sometimes, you know, when you're just black living your life and you're surrounded by, you know, other black people and you're just, you know, just being, I was like, "You're right." You know, being black, I love it. It's a huge part of my identity, obviously. But, you know, I don't feel that difference, that otherness, all the time, because, you know, I surround myself, you know, in my community and just with people that aren't going to be shocked every time I'm just being myself out in the world. So that's just, you know, one of the things. But I was just like laughing and thinking, you know, you're right. Like, when I go into spaces, you know, I do realize that, this is the example I was giving my friend, when I go into white dominant spaces, like the other day I was treating myself with going to the spa. Yes, I'm bougie. See that episode. I'm bougie. I like nice things. And, you know, it's a very, usually a very white dominated space. And, you know, I'm looking around and outside of the people that work there, I'm one of the only people of color in this space. You know, it's just an unfortunate thing. And, you know, it was also like, you know, midweek. It wasn't very busy, but I'm just, you know, people, I notice when I'm in this space that people stare a little bit longer. You know, I'm walking around in my robe and they're, you know, rightly or wrongly, I am not who they expect to be in that space, enjoying that space. You know, maybe they're thinking, you know, good for her, or like they don't even realize that they're giving me that extra long double take, you know, because I've just blown their minds about, you know, black girls in luxury. It's something that we need to normalize. And I like to think, you know, that I'm teaching them a little lesson. Maybe they're reflecting. They're like, you know, I should challenge my biases here. You know, I feel like I'm doing a public service when I'm out there. So, yeah, just doing my little bit of good while getting pampered. But, you know, that was just something that we were talking about. And I just thought it was so funny and so, so true about just... forgetting that people are going to react to you a certain way because you're Black. And I think it's, I think we're doing our part. I think we're doing our part by just being Black in the world. So I named this episode, obviously, after that very famous tweet. Can I say tweet still? Yeah, it's a tweet. Where, you know, someone was just saying, you know, how you mad I'm Black. And it just makes me laugh every time because it basically, racism is incredibly serious, but, you know, my people, we always need to laugh. It's just part of, you know, you have to laugh all the time to get through the absurdity and the ridiculousness of hatred sometimes. And it almost makes me laugh because it's true. Like, what about me just existing in my Black skin makes people so angry? And it does make them so mad of me just being Black and fabulous. It's really hilarious to see people just creating all these reasons why they can dislike somebody when also it just really boils down to them being Black. You know, like, you can be like, oh, it's so not appropriate that clothing is inappropriate, their behavior is inappropriate, they are swearing, or, you know, they're stole away a royal prince. You know, just all, and it just, you know, coming up with all these lame excuses, all these reasons why, you know, we're undesirable and, you know, ridiculous and less than. And it's just because you could never, you know. And it's funny because I'm going through my head and I'm trying to edit the conversation I was having with my friend Kevin. It was just that we're you can admire something. Can you not just, you know, when I recognize game, when I see skills, when I see someone doing something that I could never do, I don't get that reaction. I don't get angry. I don't get, you know, jealous. I just am like, wow, you know, good for them. Like, good for them. Like, that's amazing. And I just feel like that reaction is not the same when it comes to admiring the many talents and beauty and excellence that is Black people. You know, people will see our amazingness and our culture and our talent and our skills and our beauty and try to either diminish it or appropriate it and make it into something worse and then celebrate that. And it infuriates them that I'm just living my life being Black and happy. And you'd be surprised how me just minding my own damn Black business really just irritates the hell out of people. Like, unless I am suffering, actively suffering, they can't be happy. And it's just like something is broken in this white supremacist mentality that you can't just enjoy yourself. Like, you always, something is wrong. And you can't even explain it to people. When they won't even understand why they're mad. They just know that I can't be happy. That's basically what it boils down to. And it's just really, a really, really bizarre ideal that, you know, I observe as a Black person, but can never truly understand. And frankly, I don't want to exist in that kind of headspace where Yeah, I can't be happy unless someone else is miserable. I don't even want to try to be that. So, on reflection, we were thinking about, of course we had lots of jokes. We always got jokes about this, very thing about, being reminded that we're black when we're out in the world, when we're just trying to be. And we were saying, I thought of, Maya Angelou and just how she, famously said, first, acknowledge that I'm a black woman and then forget that I'm a black woman. And it's so beautiful because it's basically just saying, like, give me the space to be all that I am without judgment. And that's, really what we want. That's what everybody wants, that space to belong, to feel included, to, not be judged and oppressed. And I think that's, where we want to exist, even outside of our own communities. Just everywhere I go in the world would be wonderful to have that sense of safety and acceptance. So, don't be mad that I'm black and just existing in the world. And I think, if more people really truly did eat that unlearning of racism and white supremacy, then the world would just be a better place. White supremacy is truly at the heart of so many evils in the world, and it really truly needs to be eradicated in every single place that we find it, especially within ourselves. So, as always, thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you next time.